Update of the avalanche forecast for Monday, the 26th of January 2026. Wind slabs and weakly bonded old snow represent the main danger. All day it applies above the treeline considerable avalanche danger, so danger level 3, below low avalanche danger, so danger level 1. All day, above the treeline, we have a persistent weak layer problem, especially in the aspects west to north to east. Furthermore, all day, above the treeline, we have a wind slab problem, especially in the aspects west to north to east. The fresh snow as well as the wind slabs can be released easily, in particular on west to north to east facing aspects above approximately 2,000 meters. Especially here, avalanches can be triggered in the faceted old snow and reach medium size. Caution is to be exercised, in particular in gullies and bowls, and behind abrupt changes in the terrain, as well as in places that are protected from the wind. The avalanche-prone locations are barely recognizable. The number and size of avalanche-prone locations will increase with altitude. Apart from the danger of being buried, restraint should be exercised, in particular in view of the danger of avalanches sweeping people along and giving rise to falls. Small and, in isolated cases, medium-sized loose snow avalanches are to be expected as a consequence of solar radiation. And now the snowpack. In some regions, 20 to 40 centimeters of snow has fallen above approximately 1,200 meters. As a consequence of a strong wind from southerly directions, soft wind slabs formed. These are lying on top of a weakly bonded old snowpack above approximately 2,000 meters. This applies especially in shady places that are protected from the wind. The old snowpack is faceted. The old snowpack will be subject to considerable local variations. We have the following danger patterns: DP.6, cold, loose snow and wind, DP.1, deep persistent weak layer. The tendency for Tuesday, the 27th of January 2026 indicates a steady avalanche danger. Have a nice day and don't forget to be careful.